Hello and welcome to The Word from My Hermitage, where we share a reflection each day on a portion of the Gospel that is read at Mass. Today is the second Christmas weekday after Epiphany, January 6, 2026. Today's Gospel is from Mark. Mark writes, "By now it was already late, and his disciples approached him and said, 'This is a deserted place, and it is already very late. Dismiss them, so that they can go to the surrounding farms and villages and buy themselves something to eat.'" The Christmas season, especially these days following Epiphany, invites us not only to adore the Christ child, but to follow him as he grows, teaches, heals, and reveals the Father's heart. Today's Gospel from Mark shows us Jesus not in Bethlehem, but in the wilderness, a place just as revealing as the manger. The disciples come to Jesus with a practical concern. This is a deserted place, and it is already very late. Dismiss them. They see the limits of the moment. No food, little time, a tired crowd, and a remote location. It is not malicious. It is simply human. They see scarcity. They see impossibility. They see the end of the day. But Jesus sees differently. Throughout the Gospels, the Lord consistently takes what we fear is not enough and turns it into abundance. But before he multiplies anything on the outside, he first calls his disciples to a change on the inside, a conversion of vision. "Give them some food yourselves," he will say in the verses that follow, not because the disciples possess the power to feed thousands, but because he is gently initiating them into his divine way of seeing. There is no place so deserted that grace cannot enter. There is no hour so late that God cannot work. The Epiphany is the feast of God's self-revelation, and today Jesus reveals to us something essential, that God is not deterred by deserted places and late hours. In fact, those are the settings he often chooses to manifest his glory. The disciples see a barren landscape, but in Scripture, God's greatest works often happen in the wilderness. Manna, covenant, calling, purification, new beginnings. The wilderness is where our illusions fall away. Without distractions, we discover that God alone is our sustenance. Your own deserted place may be a season of loneliness, confusion, or exhaustion. It may be a place where resources seem thin, answers seem distant, and hope seems late to arrive. But these are precisely the landscapes where Jesus says, "Sit down. Watch what I can do with almost nothing." The disciples worry because darkness is near. They want to dismiss the problem before things get worse. We often respond the same way. When the hours grow late, emotionally, spiritually, even literally, we want to retreat, to dismiss, to shut things down. But with God, lateness is never a barrier. Christ is the Lord of time. He comes at the 11th hour, the 9th hour, the 4th watch of the night. He is never hurried or intimidated. What feels too late for us is precisely when he begins to reveal his mercy. Dismiss them, the disciples say. How often do we say that in our own hearts? Dismiss this problem. Dismiss this person. Dismiss this nagging need. Dismiss this moment because it seems too complicated, too draining, too empty of solutions. But Jesus never dismisses the hungry. He does not send away those who seek him. Instead, he asks us to remain with him in that place of need, to not flee from human hunger in front of us, nor from the human hunger within us. Epiphany reveals a God who draws near, not a God who dismisses. Jesus invites the disciples to participate in his miracle. He does not need them, but he wants them. He wants to stretch their faith, widen their hearts, and teach them that love does not retreat from need. It leans into it. This is the Epiphany light. God is revealing to you that your insufficiency is not an obstacle to his abundance, but the very space where he can show his glory. He asks you today, do not dismiss the situation you fear. Do not dismiss the need you see. Do not dismiss the place that feels barren. Do not dismiss yourself. Bring it to me. Stay with me. Let me multiply what you cannot. Jesus himself becomes the bread in the wilderness. The feeding of the multitude foreshadows the Eucharist, where Christ offers himself as the nourishment our deserted hearts most deeply crave. In every Mass, in every communion, he is saying, I am enough. Bring me what little you have. I will give you more than you can imagine. Today's gospel is not merely about a miracle of bread. It is about a miracle of vision. God reveals himself in late hours, in empty places, in human limitation. The disciples see scarcity. Jesus sees the Father's generosity about to be poured out. As you continue through these days after Epiphany, ask for this grace. Lord, give me your eyes. Help me not to dismiss, but to trust. Help me to see the deserted places of my life as the very ground where you desire to work wonders. May we bring our small loaves, our limited strength, our simple faith, and may Christ once again reveal himself as the one who feeds, who sustains, who satisfies, who multiplies. Amen. If you found a blessing in this reflection today, I invite you to share it with others and to invite them to join us each day as we reflect over the word from my hermitage. Also, if the Spirit moves you, include your prayer petition in the blanks below and pass it our way so that we can all join in prayer for one another. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.